Erin Larandos, welcome back to WWM.
Thank you for having me back.
The last time you were on our show, you read us a poem about what it is like from a woman's perspective to wonder whether or not she is pregnant. And today, since we just had Mother's Day just a while ago, you have brought us three poems about motherhood.
I do.
Now, your history is a little bit interesting because both of your parents are adopted.
That is correct.
So, yeah. What influence did that have on you and just growing up, not having your biological grandparents around?
Well, I never knew a difference because, of course, my parents were both adopted as very young children. And so, you know, my grandparents that I grew up with were the only, you know, the only parents of my parents that I ever knew. And so, you know, and both of my parents think of, you know, their parents that raised them, of course, as their only parents. And so there was really no difference in my growing up or really even in theirs, since they were both adopted as very young children.
Did that influence your mom's raising of you at all?
Not that she ever really told me about. I mean, you know, you always get that, well, I'm never going to do what my mother did sort of thing, or I really liked how my mother dealt with this situation, and so I'm going to, you know, try to copy that or emulate that when I have my own children.
Let's jump right into your poems then. What do you have for us today?
Okay. Well, the first one, of course, it's untitled because, as you know, I just can't figure out how to title things. But par for the course, I suppose. So the first one is kind of just about the differences in how my mom talks about my growing up versus how I'm experiencing my daughter's younger years.
All right.
Okay. I have no accurate account of my childhood, of my formative years. My mother says very little that makes sense. A consistent story does not exist. She never got her story straight. 28 or 30 years have passed, but all I know for sure is that she does not remember doing that with me, or anything, that I now do with my daughter, whose life will be so well documented, she will not be able to appreciate what her grandmother has forgotten.
Very neat.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very neat. And what ways are you going about documenting your daughter?
Well, she's probably she's thinking of me a lot like how I thought of my father when I was growing up, always having a camera in front of his face, that's for sure.
Because your dad's actually a photographer, right?
He is, yes. He's a professional photographer. He worked for many, many years for the University of Wisconsin at Madison doing all of their football photography, both stills and motion picture. And then when they switched over to digital, the portion of extension that he worked for actually got shut down and he moved into working for the Department of Transportation instead. But he's still a photographer. He does the football photography and also marching band photography for the University of Wisconsin at Whitewater.
Okay.
And as well as many, many plays and weddings and just about everything else you would imagine. He's quite prolific in his photography. So.
So that was definitely passed down to you.
Yes, definitely. Well, my mom is a photographer as well, but she never did it professionally, but it's definitely in the blood. So Ava's in trouble as far as that's concerned, my daughter.
Uh-oh.
She'll have lots of photos.
All right. How about this next poem you have for us today?
Sure. So the second one, it actually comes from the fact that with my recent job change, my hours have changed as well. I've been very lucky working in libraries not to have to do a lot of closing shifts, working, you know, past dinner time, let's say,
mm-hmm.
Or having to work on weekends. And in my new position, that does come up every week, basically, either a weeknight shift or every other weekend sort of a deal. And so that change has, you know, obviously made an impact on our home schedule. And so the first couple of times that I had to work, you know, after dinner time and therefore getting close to her bedtime, my husband would call with her, you know, and we would chat either on my dinner break or sometimes even like on my way home and things like that. And so this is just sort of my reflection on that experience and how it's made me feel.
All right.
No, I don't like it when my daughter calls me when I'm working past her bedtime. I don't like hearing her tiny new voice loving me over a crackling connection miles away. I don't want you to tell me how her day went, what she did, how she learned. New things become old news. I hate hearing her say, love you, Mama, because bye-bye means I'm not there. I am absent in her life. I cry to think she knows to look for me behind the closed door.
Wow. That is just so meaningful and relatable to a lot of professional women, or just yes. You know, women in the workforce as it is.
Mm-hmm. And even just reading that, you know, I'm sitting here on my day off because I have to work tomorrow on Saturday, mm-hmm. thinking that she's at daycare and I'm, you know, missing something, I'm sure.
Sure. So then what about the third poem for us today?
Well, I thought maybe we'd, you know, bring it up a little bit here. This is definitely still a reflection of how it feels to be a mother and how it feels to know that you're influencing this new life, but with hopefully a little bit happier connotation to it.
All right.
And again, it's untitled. My sphere of influence shrinks to the infinite size of your world. In these dark, quiet nights and the slowly blossoming days, we conspire. You are my child. I am your all.
Wow. Very neat. Well, Erin Larandos, thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying that nice Arizona heat down there.
Yeah, we're in the triple digits today, so it's starting to get a little warmer.
Wow.
As my grandfather will say when he's talking about the temperature in Wisconsin, he'll go, yikes, that's hot.
Wonderful. Well, we hope to have you back very soon, Erin, and thank you so much for sharing your creativity and your life stories with us at WWM.
Thank you very much for having me. I loved it.